football, I think we show it a fantastic mentality to compete. The players are growing into the team mentality. That's the first part. The second part, I think we dominate, I would say, 80% of the game. I will give also credit to Chelsea because they try to compete in a different tactic system today, probably more defensively, and they try to counter-attack and be dangerous. So they were in some moments in the game. But all the moments in the game, probably you will agree with me that we were better and we deserved the win. But this is at the end, who is putting the ball on the net. I think they could do it in some moments, and maybe we could be having another conversation now. But the mentality, football sometimes are also momentum and mentality, and we are now in the right direction, as you can feel, good vibe in the group. Every player believes in their opportunities to play, and that's what we want.
Well, it's 8 games unbeaten now since the reverse fixture against Chelsea. What's going right for your side now as the season goes on?
Well, the players are more composed. I think the players understand better and taking more ownership and responsibility in the team, understanding our philosophy, what we want. Also enjoying every training session and push ourselves to improve, pushing players each other and pushing from the staff also to make the team better. It's not like about putting a good performance, it's about what we can do better for the next game, preparing every game to the detail. And it's a credit for the players. At the end, we don't play. They are the players who play. They play. They won the FA Cup final and they won this game today.
So now just 2 points behind Chelsea. You very much feel you're still involved in the title race?
Yeah, still we depend on the other results. So I think we have to be focused more on what we can achieve together. I'm pretty sure Chelsea, they will play difficult games and Manchester City, and we can keep going and improve our team to get more performance like today.
Did you fear the worst with that rather strange own goal at the start of the game? What did you make of that?
Well, you can imagine how you feel as a manager, but also you can imagine how our goalkeeper Alexis Coe can feel. So this is the main moment to be together, to not criticize, to assume the responsibility. I'm the one who is encouraged them to build from the back, and I'm the responsible of every action. I think I'm responsible when we win. It's not my merit, it's the player's merit, but I'm responsible, and also I'm responsible when things happen like that, and we have to put out the pressure of the players, because if we give them too much pressure, they can block on the pitch and they can express themselves. It's very important they can express themselves on the pitch.
Sure, it's a big result against a big team. I wonder, just transgressing away from today's match for a moment, what you made of the news this week, obviously a very big week for the Women's Super League,
yep,
announcing it's going to switch back to the winter. What do you make of that news?
Well, I think it's really positive, especially for the teams who are qualified for Champions League, is giving the chance to compete in better conditions. In terms of calendar, we'll create hopefully a better calendar with fixtures more separate to give more time to prepare, but also more time for the players to recover and to not put them under risk and playing weeks like sometimes we have to play 3 games in a week. And I think the FA made the right decision with the support of the clubs, so it's for the benefit of this, of the English football.
Just on today's game, Pedro, was this a must-win game to stay really in the hunt for the title?
Yeah, of course. I think if you want to go for the title, you have to go to this game and be in position to win. We lost against Manchester City. We lost against Chelsea for minimum details, probably. We had a red card against Manchester City, and until that moment, we were competing very well. Last year, we were capable to beat Manchester City away and at home in the County Cup, but we didn't beat Chelsea. So in those games, you play the lead, but you also have to be consistent in the other games. And all the teams, like Chelsea and us, we were dropping points the other day against Birmingham, is competing in a fantastic level. So every game has a difficulty, but then in the key moment you have to be able to pick out those points which are there making a difference.
Did you get the sense at the start of the season after those results that some people were maybe writing Arsenal off when it came to the title, and has that spurred you on as a group at all?
Well, we know that we are in a transition moment where we are creating a project where we want to give confidence to young players. We have a fantastic youth system coming, and a player like Lotta Wapenboy, Carl Humphries along, Chloe Kelly, but those players they take time also to adapt to the new league, to the right intensity, and we are not talking about a good level, we are talking about the top level. And when we look at Chelsea or Manchester City, they have top players in the world, we have top players in the world also, and those players have to match that intensity at that level every day. So we are in a working process, and also we have big legends like them around, like Kelly Smith, is still with us, and we are very happy about that one, and to use those values and that quality, personal and professional quality. But if we get good results and we are in a good position in the table, it will help us to move in that transition quicker and to be in the top level. We won the FA Cup, we won the Continental Cup last year, and I think we are in a good position in terms of trophies and in terms of the way we play.
And finally, on the game today, it was a crazy moment that led up to your winner. Chelsea inches away from going 2-1 up, and then Arsenal race down the other end, and Daniel converts from a really tight angle. Your heart must have been racing as a manager on the touchline.
Yeah, you can imagine. I think that's football, especially in a game in the second half with the weather and the kind of amount of energy that both teams were giving into the pitch. In the second half was very open. It could happen in both sides, and we were lucky to be maybe a little more mentally strong and wait for our moment. They have their moments. Probably you could see a Chelsea not really believing 100% in what they were doing, and I think we deserve the credit to the victory.